Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
My name is Don Stott. I am a father who experienced estrangement from one of my adult children firsthand. Welcome to Beyond the Pain, a place where parents of estranged adult children can find peace and healing. In each episode, I hope to share stories that'll help you through some of your darkest hours. To bring this out of the shadows and stop being ashamed. Then to build you up and inspire you to love yourselves even more.
Hello, I want to start by reminding you that I am not a therapist or a doctor. I'm just a guy who's been there and wants to help you have a life past our estranged children. If you need mental help coping with this or have thoughts of hurting yourself or someone else, please seek professional help.
Hi there, guys. It's me again. I'm here with another mom. We are going to talk to Karen. Hi, Karen. How are you?
I am good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good.
Good.
Like we said before, we're just have a conversation. We like to get, as you've listened to, get plenty of other people's experiences, because you never know like what one particular thing that you experience would help one other person somewhere. So
absolutely.
So I appreciate you being here. I know it's not always an easy thing to deal with to talk about, but I think it's important to talk about it, not just for yourself, but for, you know, for those other people out there. Yeah.
Absolutely. So, thank you for having me.
Of course, of course. I'm glad you reached out. So I'd like to start with just learning a little bit about Karen. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My name is Karen. I live in Massachusetts. I'm a home care provider, my husband and I, to two adult mentally disabled men.
Oh, okay.
We live our life for them. We've had one for 8 years and another for 4. So we take care of them 24 hours a day. I drive school bus, little bus.
Goodness.
Yeah. So 2 beautiful daughters. One's 32, one's 25. 2 beautiful, beautiful grandbabies. 12 and a half boy and a 7-year-old girl. Our life, married, been with my husband for 38 years, that's 27 awesome. Years married next month. So yeah, just, you know, your typical family, I guess, with four adults.
Yeah. I was telling you about my friends in Indiana before. They also care for, or I think they're technically adopted kids like you're talking about, that the young adults.
Yeah, we didn't adopt ours. Ours were family friends.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So they ended up with us, and we are one big happy family. We live every day for them.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, so how long? Well, I guess the first thing is before you guys became estranged, and we'll get into the who's and what's in a minute. But how was your relationship with your kids?
Our oldest daughter is the one.
Okay.
That we have our that our differences with. She was, she's 32. She was defiant growing up. She was diagnosed with being a compulsive liar at like the age of six. We battled, school issues, lying in the school system, almost got expelled for lies, that kind of thing. So lying's always been there. So the mental health, of course, she was a challenge, but a heart of gold, very caring. She went into the medical field. She loves the elderly. She loves people with disabilities. So typical defiant teenager stuff. She had her son at the age of 20. They lived with us at the time. He was diagnosed with autism at the age of 2.5.
Okay.
Couple DCF involvements. Today, I will still continue to say that I think a lot of my grandson's things were due to parental neglect.
Yeah.
To a point where we actually took action ourselves. But she overcame all of that. Her and her boyfriend, they went to parenting classes, and they did really well. They did really, 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 really well. I have to give credit when credit is due. Yeah. They did great. Then they had a child together. So this wasn't, our grandson wasn't theirs.
Right.
But he was with part of my grandson's life since he was 8 months old. Okay. So then they had a child together. And that's when things, they were good. It seemed like she was handling motherhood and like things were really good. Like her and her boyfriend and the kids were always at our house, always there, spent every holiday with us. Like I always go back into like my Facebook memories and I look at everything. And I'm just like, because that's what me and my husband have been doing for the past 3 years, was reflecting on all of it. And my goodness, they were with us all the time, all the time, all the time. We used to have the kids for like the whole weekend, all the time. And then 3.5 years ago, something happened. So after, you know, like all reflecting, blaming ourselves, where did we go wrong?
Of course.
Trying to figure things out. Like we kind of like went, it's so hard to explain. Every 6 months, started 3.5 years ago, she broke up with her boyfriend. He moved out. And 2 days after he moved out, she got a new boyfriend. We thought that was really strange.
Right.
So we started with like, okay, well, something's not right here. Like you don't have a boyfriend that quick, you know? But we supported it. We kept her on her feet. We babysat so that she could keep her job. We loaned her money to buy a car, all this stuff. And then she went back with the boyfriend. And then that's when everything went downhill. We don't know what happened. So it was, there was a pattern. Right. They started keeping our granddaughter from us. They would still let us take our grandson, but they would always have an excuse why we couldn't take our granddaughter. It's just so bizarre. I don't even know how to explain it sometimes.
Right.
So just bear with me.
No problem.
So it would happen. It seemed like it would happen every 6 months. Every 6 months, she would get mad at me, to a point where we would have like birthday parties planned for my grandson and stuff, and she wouldn't even attend. She would just like all of a sudden start a fight with me like 2 days prior and be like, well, you can take him, but I'm not going. We're not coming. And just really strange behavior. And it was literally like on the calendar every 6 months. So we did this for 3 years, every 6 months. And she would just out of nowhere, just stop all contact. Wouldn't answer our calls, wouldn't answer our text. My husband would show up and he'd be like, can we take the kids? Can we do the kids? It was always October and spring, always. So naturally we started thinking, well, maybe she has seasonal depression disorder.
Makes sense.
So we're like, okay. So, you know, we just went with it, gave her space at those times, but then she would do like, then she started like intentional hurt things. We would ask to do things with the kids around these holidays, and she would always have some excuse why we couldn't do them, where we didn't get to do anything through Halloween. But then she would all of a sudden do this huge like photo dump on social media with our grandkids doing things with all of his family.
His family.
Like all this intentional. And it was just like, well, wow, we've been asking, you know, and
right.
He won't give us the time of day. So anyway, and then she would just pick up right where we left off. Wow. Never once in 3 years, never got an apology. Never got an explanation. Two times in the 3 years, every 6 months, she did send me horrible text, telling me that her counselor told her that I was the problem. That I was always the problem, and I'll shame on that counselor for not hearing both sides of the story. So she has told me that her counselor told her that I was the problem. She has called me a narcissist, which I am. I couldn't be any further from a narcissist. I am happy. I am kind. I am loving. I love everybody in my life. And I'm so every time she pulled away in 6 months, it seemed to get a little bit longer.
Right.
A little bit longer every time. So this last time is when it got really, really bad. It was December 28th, my grandson. Maybe I should tell you what happened before that. Right before that, they were here. And my future son-in-law says that gymnastics was getting expensive. So he told my husband that three times. So my husband and I talked and we're like, should we offer them some more money to help them pay for gymnastics for our grandkids? Gymnastics is not cheap, you know, but we're always, always willing to help, always did help. So long story short, he didn't even know we were paying for gymnastics in the first place.
Oh. And
yeah. So we offered him more money, and because we were paying a certain amount, we were helping.
Right.
And he was just like, what do you mean more money? We were not aware that he didn't know. We were trying to do the right thing and offer him more money. So it was a huge blowout. He was not aware of any of this money coming in every month. And my daughter was manipulating her way all around where that money was. He said he hadn't seen it. So we had been doing that for 6 months at that point, and he never knew we gave a penny.
Oh, wow.
So that's where it started. So we had our grandson for 2 days in December, and he went home on December 29th, and we sent her a message on New Year's Day, wishing them a happy new year, and got no response. Nothing.
Is that just this past year?
Yes. So, yes. So we have pretty much been done since this year, since New Year's. I never got an explanation. Just totally would not answer calls or texts. But my husband would go to the house and she would act like nothing was wrong. So finally, I went to the house with my husband, of course. I will never go around her without anybody. She manipulates and she lies. And so I asked her straight out, am I doing something wrong? Like, if I am, please tell me what I'm doing wrong so that we can fix this. Like, this is out of control.
Right.
You know, we don't know what we're doing. We don't know what we're doing wrong. And she just stared at me. And she's just like, what? And I'm like, what? Wow. She's like, I'm busy. I'm like, 3 months?
Right.
I'm your mom. And when, before December, you were texting me 4 times a day. Like, when we're good, it's, she calls me and texts me around the clock, constant.
Yeah. Constant.
And then all of a sudden, it's just nothing.
Right. So, it'd be different if you never... You know, if you went weeks without texting anyway.
But no, it was every day, every single day, calling, showing me what she's making for dinner, telling me what the kids are up to, you know, just everything. When we were on that on time, everything was great, like so great. So she got married. So this is where it got really, really bizarre. We showed up at the house and because we hadn't heard anything about the wedding, she didn't include us in anything. I asked her, I'm like, do you want a bridal shower? Do you want, like, what do you want? And she was just like, nothing. She goes, I'm good. I don't want a bridal shower. I don't want none of that. And we're like, okay. You know, so she showed us her wedding bands and everything. And told us what the menu was. And she had said eggplant. And I'm like, oh, that's your dad's favorite. And she's like, I know. She goes, that's why I ordered eggplant. So I thought we were good.
Right.
Thought we were good. We walked out of there. My husband and I were both happy. We both slept that night. The next day, nothing. So it went like a whole month again.
Wow.
Not returning our calls, not answering our texts, nothing. And then one day, after about a month, I got a text from her. And it was a picture of a sticky note. And on that sticky note was a list of things that needed to be paid for her wedding. And I instantly started crying because I'm like, how can somebody think that this is okay?
Right.
But that was also my validation that, you know what, she seriously has some mental health issues to think that that's okay.
Right.
Because it didn't even faze her. So I kind of had to catch my breath. I cried a little bit and I texted her back and I said, I said, okay, I will have to talk to your dad.
Right.
So, and she didn't even respond to that. It was not, okay, thank you, nothing. It was just the list. That was it. So my husband and I, he would go to gymnastics to see the kids. I couldn't go because my bus route was too late. I didn't get home in time. He would go to gymnastics faithfully 2 nights a week. And then it got to the point where he would go. Now he traveled 40 minutes from home to go to gymnastics. He would go. And that they just wouldn't show up. She didn't have like the decency to text him, call him or anything to tell them that they weren't going to gymnastics. Didn't care that he was sitting in the parking lot waiting for them. Just totally disregard to any of my husband's feelings or mine. But I was already backed off at that point.
Right.
So I can't even say she was disregarding my feelings. It was now it was my husband's. She couldn't control me anymore, and I wasn't giving her an argument. So she went after my husband. Mm. Wouldn't answer calls from him, just left him in the parking lot, stuff like that. And then one day she called him and said that she needed some pictures. So I have these big suitcases full of old family pictures. They're very valuable. I mean, who wouldn't think that they weren't? You know what I mean? They're right. My pictures of my family growing up and even my siblings and stuff like that. And she asked my husband to bring them to gymnastics. And he was just like, no, like, I'm not going to bring them to gymnastics. If you want to look at them, come here and we can all look at them together and we can help you do whatever it is that you're looking to do. Right. We can help you. Thinking if she came and maybe if we all sat down and were talking and laughing at old pictures, like maybe it would spark something again or, you know.
Maybe, yeah. Makes sense.
But she was just like, no, I don't have time. And my husband's like, you have time to go everywhere except for us.
Yeah.
Like, no, you can come and look at the pictures, but at the house.
Yeah.
She just flat out said she didn't have time. So my husband was down the road one day at the little store, like literally 30 seconds from here, and our cameras went off. And he checked the cameras, and it was her. She went into my basement. She used a key. She went into the basement and she was going to take the pictures. So my husband caught her and he asked her, like, what are you doing? And she was like, I told you that I needed the pictures. And he was like, but we told you that you can come and look at the pictures with us. You know, right. You just can't take them. Those are our pictures and they're our belongings and you can't take them.
Right.
So she looked right at my husband and said, fine. She says, then don't bother coming to my wedding. It was just like that. Dang. Just like that. And he was just like, really? And she was like, yep, don't bother coming. And he was just like, wow. He's like, okay. He goes, I guess that saves me money then.
Right.
You know, what else is he going to say? You know? So then I got a text from her. Stating the same thing. You guys are officially uninvited to my wedding. And then that's where she started saying all these things, all these made up things in her head.
Right.
Like I'm reading it and I'm just like I wanted to whack my head against the wall. Like, where is this stuff coming from? But then when I tried to respond in my defense with every little thing that she said, I was blocked.
Yeah.
So she didn't want to hear anything that I had to say. So yeah. My husband tried to text her and said, this is out of control. We need to talk.
Right.
She blocked him too.
Yeah.
So, you know, so we went another 2 months with mentally preparing, not being able to go to our daughter's wedding. In that time, I had found Sally, who I highly recommend. She also has been my savior.
Yes, Sally's really good.
Mm-hmm, and I found her from your podcast.
Awesome.
I found her. So we were mentally preparing ourselves not to go to the wedding. And we were doing okay. We're like, we finally accepted that it clearly was mental health issues. We tried to bring our daughter, our granddaughter, a birthday gift, and she slammed the door right in our face, left us standing on the sidewalk.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot.
Told us to come back another day. It's like, if that's not control, then, like, she never told us to never contact her again. She always keeps just that little,
that little
bit just to keep us, just so she can play games with us, you know?
And you can never have any closure that way either. You can never relax a little, even though it would be torturous, but at least there would be an end to it at some point.
I sent her a closure letter.
Yeah.
I told her that I was going to give her her space now because she has made it. And I was very nice. I wasn't mean. I was loving. I was giving my daughter her space and I was wishing her nothing but happiness. Right. I told her, I said, I can't force you to love me. I can't force you to even like me. I said, you have made it perfectly clear that you don't want me in your life. I said, I have finally accepted that. I said, it's time for me to move on. I said, I know my grandchildren will find me again someday because my grandchildren know that we love them and they know that this is not us.
Yeah, and at least they know this. You.
They know. Do. And our grandson, he's been with us since day one. So he knows it's not us.
Yeah.
But she keeps just that, that little bit.
Sure.
So 4 days. 4 days before the wedding, she calls my husband and says, I need you guys at my wedding.
Wow.
I want you guys. I'm sorry. Wasn't neat. I want you guys at my wedding.
Wow.
My husband, after an hour and a half conversation with her, and all she did was put me down in that hour and a half conversation. Mm. My husband got off the phone and we talked and I said, I'm not going.
Yeah.
I'm not going.
Yeah.
And the reason why I said I'm not going is because 4 days before the wedding to call us and decide that she wants us there. She didn't want us there. She needed us there.
Right.
So that she wouldn't have to explain to people
why you're not there. Makes sense.
So that made everything so different where we were so sad and heartbroken that we weren't going to be at the wedding, but then we accepted it and moved on. And, we made plans for that day with our other daughter, stuff like that. And my other daughter, I told her she had to go, but she made the adult decision herself not to go. Only because she said that she can't lie to everybody like her sister does. She said, if people come up to me and ask me where my parents are, I'm not going to lie to them.
Yeah.
And, but I did try to talk her into going, but, she's an adult and I'm actually regretting even trying to talk her into that. I should not have done that. She's very mature. She knows the situation better than anybody on earth knows the situation.
Yeah. Well, if you remember my first episode, mine did too. My youngest did too. And it was, it was challenging to mentally deal with. So.
Yeah. So it's a challenge for everybody involved and,
Wow.
But yeah, so we went to the wedding. We were there for 7 hours. We were treated like outcasts for the whole.
So you did end up going?
Yes, because I did it for my husband because my husband said he felt that if he went, this was his way back in.
Gotcha.
To her life and the grandkids' life.
Yeah.
My husband needs my grandson. They are so close.
Aww.
And my husband is in poor health. She roped him right in. She manipulated him to the point, and he was just like, well, I can't go without you. So I'm like, well, I'm going, but I'm going for you. Yeah. I'm going for you. And we did. And I felt so bad for him.
Yeah.
The day after was Father's Day, and she never texted him. Oh. She never called him. I wanted to call me cruel because that's the point that I got to, but I wanted to stop payment on the check that we gave her. Because I was just, how can somebody hate us and treat us so badly?
Right.
But yet you're okay with taking our money. Like, I have a problem with that.
No, I understand. I've talked to, well, in the Facebook group that I'm a part of, a lot of that very question goes around a lot, you know, about giving the money or them being in the will or whatever. Yeah. And everybody has their own version. They do whatever they needed to for them, but but for
and
me,
I respect everybody's decisions on that. Everybody, you know, I always say everybody, we're all in the same storm, just different boats.
Absolutely.
You know, and however you handle, whatever way you handle things is the way that you handle things. You have to do what's best for you.
Exactly.
For me, I already omitted her from all of my things through the court system. Nothing has been finalized yet, but I did contact a lawyer. It's only because how can you treat somebody this way and expect to get all their belongings, get all their, like, why would you even want it?
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's just mind blowing to me.
It is.
So I told my husband, I want to stop payment on the check.
Yeah.
And he was just like, you know what? He goes, don't do that. He goes, because again, giving her the benefit of the doubt. He says she probably won't even cash the check. So I'm like, okay. So I'm like, well, wait. And she cashed the check.
Yeah.
She cashed it 3 days. The check was cashed. Done. So, but another thing we did find out at the wedding that's also confirming other things is that there was some family drama on my side and my husband's side. And it has come to my attention, our attention now, that my daughter was the center of both sides' family drama.
It's funny because that's one of the things I was going to ask is how this has affected other family members.
Yeah,
obviously, your other kids that it affects, but.
Yeah, she's divided two families. And she's in the center of both of them. One of them being my mom. Mm. And the other one is my husband's sister, who showed up at her wedding. And like I said, it was just huge blows, huge blows. So she got married on June 17th and we, I made the choice not to call her, not to text her, nothing.
Yeah.
She wasn't even going to say bye to me at the wedding. I stood up and I was just like, bye, I love you. And I told her that the wedding was beautiful, you know, and she just, bye, love you, and walked away. So we, you know, as everybody's saying, we did the right thing. I'm not even sure that was the right thing.
It's probably the
right
thing for that moment for someone.
Yeah.
Probably for your husband.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Sort of.
Because backfired for him.
Right. Because, you know. I mean, but he did find out. You know, he did get the confirmation that he needed, that she was the center of a family drama on his side. So he did get that validation, although it was a kick in the stomach for him.
There drama going on before you guys realized she was part of?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Or
you know, we didn't put two and two together until. So when these kinds of things happen, you sit down and you just reflect.
Yeah.
And you
reflect a lot.
Everything. Yes. Like a lot. My husband, we would stay up hours and hours and hours just going through text messages. Like, okay, well, I didn't say nothing wrong there. I didn't say nothing wrong on this day. That's what we did for 3 years, every 6 months, is we just kept going back and back and back. Like, well, what did we do? We just,
I know,
all hours of the night, Don.
Yeah.
We would sit there and just go through everything, 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 everything. We would go through my phone, then we would go through his phone, and then everything would just pick up right where it left off. So everything dropped.
Yeah.
You know, and then 6 months again, here we go again. We start reflecting again through those, the past 6 months of text messages. Where did we go wrong again? You know, so, but just end in all of that. My grandson had emergency surgery.
Oh.
She didn't contact us. Her boyfriend did. Her boyfriend contacted my husband. Said that our grandson was having emergency surgery. He said he told our daughter that she should call us, and she said no. He had the decency to call us.
Well, that's good anyway.
Which was good because we also were questioning him.
Right.
And his family. Like,
as I was.
Is he controlling? Yeah. Is the family, but you know what? After 3 years of everything, it's her. Especially since we learned, you know, that he didn't know about all the money we were giving.
Right.
And then he's the one, after the surgery, he told my husband he was going to call my husband and let him know when surgery was over. And he did that.
That's nice.
Yep. And then my husband called 2 days later to check in. He called my daughter's phone first, but she wouldn't answer. The boyfriend did call and then let my husband talk to my grandson, which was really decent. So we don't think it's him, but what we are getting from all of that is we think that he knows some of it.
Yeah.
You know, we think that he feels like she's not who she really claims to be.
Right.
He has admitted to my husband, because my husband has tried to talk to him to see if we could get him to help us.
Right.
Like, we've tried everything. And he did admit to my husband that she does lie a lot. Actually, I take that back. She fibs a lot. And they argue about that a lot.
Yeah.
So with the actions that he did, you know, with calling us, letting my husband talk, and then my husband did call him 5 days after the wedding, because again, it was like a manipulation thing. They planned a fishing trip. They just roped my husband into attending the wedding like something fierce.
Yeah.
So my husband called to cancel the fishing trip because it was going to pour. And he did answer the phone for him, and I kept him on the phone for a while. I wanted to see if he would keep talking to me, you know, and he did, which is good. But for me though, he totally disregards me. Even at the wedding, he walked right by me. He didn't introduce me to anybody. And there's a name for it. And is it Nancy? Yeah. The author of Beyond?
Sherry McGregor is the Beyond.
Done with Crying. I want to say Nancy. Who was your last one?
This is her second book that's out, but it's Done with Crying is Sherry McGregor. the Nancy was the she was the banished. Her book was called Banished. It's a grandmother's story or something like that.
She had said Stockholm syndrome. Stockholm syndrome.
Okay.
And that, when I heard her say that, I was just like, wow, because that's what we say, like, is going on. Because now I can officially call him my son-in-law.
Right. But he's experiencing.
He's experiencing all of it, but he has to live with it. So he's accepting what, you know, whatever.
Yeah. It's got to be a tough position.
Yes. And I think it's, you know, he doesn't want to break up his family.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, if it's just her hating her mother and he has to get through that.
Yeah.
I mean.
Now, you know, you say every 6 months, and I'm going to disclaimer this. Obviously, I am not a doctor or professional, but it almost sounds like that maybe she takes some meds and then stops and then takes, you know, it's strange timing.
We had asked her that.
Yeah.
And she said yes.
Yeah.
But then there was nothing after that. And I'm like, well, why do you stop? And then she was just like, because the doctor pulls me off of it or something. There's just always, she goes from med to med to med. She's a migraine sufferer. So just like all kinds of things. So I want to say that she does have some serious mental health issues, and that 3.5 years ago when all of that happened, my husband and I are saying that she had a serious mental health shift at that point, and that's why everything is the way that it is now.
Now, have you guys sought out for yourselves any professional help like that, any therapy or counselors or anything?
I went with the life coach.
Cool. With Sally. Awesome.
Sally is fantastic.
That counts.
Oh, listen, for a counselor to tell my daughter that I was the problem, so that she has that in her head,
right,
and only that in her head, I thought that was very unprofessional. So I was just like, after they said that the counseling, there was a waiting list, I was just like, you know what, I'm not waiting. And then I thought about it, and I'm like, do I even want to wait for that? Like, maybe counseling is not my thing. Well, if they're
was
gonna
that
do
a sign?
Yeah, it's like I'm not gonna wait for counseling. And then I just happened to listen to that podcast today, that day, and I don't remember who it was, because I listened to so many of them.
Yeah.
But she had talked about Sally. I went home.
Norma. Yeah.
So I went home. Great. I got in touch with Sally. I had my interview with her the next day.
Awesome.
Yes. And then now I belong to her.
That's awesome. I'm so glad.
I belong to her group of all moms that have defiant adult children. Some are strange, some are not.
Right.
Unfortunately, I shouldn't say unfortunately, because I don't wish this pain on anybody, but there's not too many in the group that have it with grandchildren. So I struggle in that area so badly.
And we had that too with our granddaughter.
Tough, so right? Yeah, 2.5, right? So you missed.
At the time, yeah.
So you missed 2 years.
Mm-hmm, almost 3. And she's turning.
And that's the bonding time. And it's like, how can our children be so cruel to take that away from their own children? And that's what my husband and I can't comprehend that.
Right.
Like, she has these demons in her head, but and her demons tell her that I'm a bad person, but. So part of me is, like I learned Grace, mental health, Jesus, mental health issues. But then part of me is like, well, if you can make the decision to keep the kids away from me because I do this, 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 and this, but now I'm out of the picture. But now I'm out, but now she's attacking my husband. Right. So it's like, I'm really not that issue. I'm not the issue.
Right.
It's
right.
You.
Whatever idiosyncrasies you might have.
Yes.
That she's blaming it on, you can clearly see there's more to it than that.
Yes. Know? Because it's like, she's not happy unless she is attacking somebody. And if she's causing some sort of drama with somebody. So I'm not there anymore to do that. Yeah. So now she's moved on to causing the drama with my husband. And, you know, I dealt with this for 3 years and it was a horrible nightmare for myself, but I'll tell you, it hurts more watching her do it to my husband and those kids.
My wife was the same way. She was just, thank goodness she was there, you know, because I was just a mess.
Yeah. So. And I remember one comment that you had made that really, really resonated with me. And it was, you would never do anything to harm yourself. Right. And I would never do anything to harm myself. My guys need me. My youngest daughter needs me. My grandchildren need me when they're older.
Right.
But I wouldn't care if I didn't wake up.
Right.
And when you said that, I was just like, wow, like that's deep.
Yeah.
And that's when you know that the pain is real.
Right. Right.
You know, the pain is real.
It sure is. It sure was for me. My goodness.
Yeah. It's the worst pain ever. The worst.
Well, I guess if there's anything, like you were saying before, you know, she's going after other people, that at least, you know, it's not you. I should say not just you, like I said, whatever issues you might have. It's not really that.
Right. It took me 3 years to get to that point though, you know, but I did finally get that validation that it's not me. And, you know, it's the demons that she's carrying.
That's awesome.
So, but you know, I don't know. She responded to my husband. My husband texted her 6 weeks ago. 6 weeks ago to see if he could go pick up my grandson.
Wow.
But she responded 6 hours later, but it was a response.
Right.
And that's what I told him. And it was only one word. They were camping. Yeah. That was it. But he was just like, so I told him today, I said, you know, I said, Jack and Sophia must be really wondering where you are. And he was just like, well, it hasn't been that long. And I'm like, yeah, it's been 7 weeks. And he was just like, really? It's been 7 weeks. So I think he's trying to block.
Yeah. Kind of have to sometimes.
Yeah.
You know,
so, you know, he won't get himself any help. Plus, I mean, what kind of help is there for a man? Counseling? We don't want to go that route.
Right, right. You know? It's tough.
Yeah. So I just think that he has now, because of he didn't even realize that it was 7 weeks. We never went more than 3 days without seeing our grandkids.
Right.
You know, and now we're at 7 weeks.
Wow.
That we even have heard from them. The last time we seen them was at her wedding.
Yeah. Wow. That's tough.
Yeah.
It's just hard. I mean, there's no other way to really, you know, put a name to it.
No.
So let me ask this during this, now that you, not that it's over, because, you know, in some ways it'll never be over, but you've learned to cope, I guess, better. What have you learned about you during all of this? Is there something you've learned about
you? I did. Yeah. I learned that I was too naive, that I was too kind. I just, you know, and I always listen to all the other moms in Sally's group, and I sit there and I'm going, if I would have listened to how to set boundaries and stuff like that 3 years ago, I probably wouldn't be in this situation right now. Yeah. I let her walk all over me. I let her control every single aspect of my life. She has ruined vacations for us. Not really ruined. I can't say ruined. She controlled even our vacations.
Goodness.
Every vacation my husband and I went on, our daughter was in control of them, either by calling us at 6:30 in the morning with problems.
Yeah.
Telling us that we're going to get the grandkids for that day while we're on vacation. And she would be there at like 10 o'clock. We waited and waited all day, and they wouldn't show up until 6 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And no remorse for any of it. Wow. None. So what I've learned is I am too kind. I was too kind. I should have asked more questions when giving her all the money all the time. I should have got my son-in-law involved more with everything. You know, like, I don't even know if he knows half of the stuff that we have given her money for. And I'm not even sure that we gave her the money for those reasons.
Right. You only know what she was telling you, and you assumed that they both knew.
Yeah. So, I mean, finding out that he didn't even know we were paying gymnastics for 6 months was, that was a blow.
I'll bet.
You know? So, but then again, that was another thing that just sparked, like, you know? So that's what I've learned. I've learned that I need to, you know, I need to, stop letting people walk all over me, because it just gets me hurt. And I tell people, don't ever think that it won't happen to you. Don't ever think that. My husband and I never in a million years thought that this would ever happen. We've had the best life with our kids and our grandkids.
Right.
And the last 3 years have just changed for the so much worse. And we would have never have expected this. Never.
Well, hopefully it doesn't, you know, completely change you totally. Yes, be more careful and the things you said, but.
I am going to put my energy into something in this area. So mental health, I've never really done anything with mental health. I've always done like homeless shelters. My brother was an addict and lived in a homeless shelter and passed away suddenly 2 years ago. So I started working with the homeless shelters. My husband and I were cooking for a shelter once a month, doing all of that. And then the shelter unfortunately closed down. But now I'm going to shift my focus to mental health, because it's real.
It's
real, and it ruins everybody around it.
Yeah.
Everyone around it, even, you know, and I want to say, I'm not sure that she knows what she's doing some days. I don't know.
And it kind of sounds that way. Sounds like she's kind of making it up as she goes along sometimes.
Yes.
So again, not being a professional.
I know. Listen, my husband and I could be professionals now.
Right. So
just in, you know, all the research and everything that we've done. And, you know, I mean, just for 3 years, we just scrolled through the internet and everything looking for what can it be?
What can it be?
You know,
and you know, when you said you discovered the podcast, I looked before I started doing this, and there was like maybe two things.
There is really nothing.
But they were like from professionals, from therapists or doctors or whatever. I don't even remember now. And not from like the parent's perspective. So.
Right. I started, the first thing I did was I read Rules of Estrangement.
Yes.
Okay. So that one, I sat in Barnes and Noble's with a cup of coffee and I sat there for 3.5 hours and I read that certain, you know, I skipped through, I screenshot things, you know, that were, you know, things that were pertaining to our situation. And
right.
I read that and then I joined that Facebook group.
Cool.
But that didn't end well. There was, what do you call a troll, a Facebook troll?
Oh no.
So I got a message one day from my husband's friend who lives in Florida. She has 2 children, a boy and a girl.
Yeah.
And she asked me if everything was okay. And I'm like, well, I mean, for the most part, yeah. Like, why? What's the matter? And she's like, I received a really strange message. And she sent it to me, the screenshot. A lady from that group screenshotted my comments.
Oh, my goodness.
And sent them to everybody in my Facebook group that had 2 kids that she knew, that she could tell by their profile pictures.
Wow. That had
2 kids.
Wow.
So I reported her. I contacted admin. You know, they apologized, all this stuff. And then I was just like, wow, like I don't feel safe. I don't feel secure. Like I'm not going to do this. And that's why Sally's is great too, because Sally's is a membership.
Yeah.
So it's not just for anybody, but I do go on yours, but okay. I'm very careful.
Yeah. And we're like, we're very, we try to be, obviously you can't control if people lie to you to get into the group, then
absolutely they're out there.
Can do.
People are so full of drama and just want other people to be miserable. Like this is what they do. And I couldn't even believe that lady did that.
That's wild.
And she was just like, I did you a favor. You did me a favor. Like, come on.
Did you read the same dictionary I did?
It was awful. But, you know, I had so much support from everybody in the group. But I didn't feel safe after that. And I just deleted.
That makes sense.
His book was fabulous. It was great. Very good. Yeah. I highly recommend like the life coaching as opposed to like counseling and stuff. I find finding somebody, and that this is something I've learned as well. Like finding somebody who is actually going through what you're going through. Counselors are kind of just like in general,
right?
You know, you got a problem, talk to a counselor, whatever. But you know, I can get the same response from my friends as a counselor. So
sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. So you got to find somebody that is really going through what you're going through, because really it's the only people that understand. Your friends and stuff can say that they understand, or they would do this and they would do that.
Right.
Yeah. It's not that.
Because it just doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. You know? It doesn't. So that's something I have learned. And I do tell people, I don't tell anybody, I have a very, very small portion of people that know what I'm doing only because I don't want it sabotaged. I don't want anybody looking for me on these groups and, you know, because it happened to me already. So I tell just a select few, but I do tell people find somebody that can relate.
Yeah.
That's important. It's so important.
It is very much. Okay. Well, so I guess the next couple of things is if your daughter was listening to this, if there was anything else that you would want her to know, if she happened to run across this?
Well, I would, of course, start by telling her I love her. I love her more than anything on this earth. I always did, and I always will. I just want you to get the help. I want you to get the help that you need so that we could all be as happy as we were, all growing older together as a family. We miss our family dinners. We miss our holidays. We miss the laughter. She's such a funny kid. Oh, I can't say kid. She's 32 now, but
right.
She's such a funny kid. Like, she always had me laughing. And I miss that. Even through all of the pain and, you know, the hurt, the betrayal through the lies, I miss that part of her. I miss her quirkiness. I miss her heart. You know, because she does. She has a heart of gold. She loves to take care of people. Well, everybody except me. but so that's what I would tell her. I would want her to please to seek some help. And, sure. And that I love her. Love her dad and I love her more than anything on this earth.
Okay.
You know.
That's all we can do, right?
That's it. That's all we can do. And I pray. I pray for her every day. I pray every single day for her.
So is there anything then that you would impart to other parents that are just starting out on this? Any tidbit that you would offer them to help?
Oh, for people just starting out, yes. First of all, I'm amazed with the amount of people that are joining your group every day. Yeah. That list is huge, saddens my heart, but it also makes me happy because it's finally good to see that people are trying to live a life through this and people are acknowledging it.
Yeah.
Whereas if you do research, estrangement has been around for years. And I don't know, Don, if you looked at your family when this happened to you.
Oh, yeah. Not too long ago. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I did the same through all of this.
It was like,
wow. It's like estrangement is so real. People don't talk about it. It's embarrassing. For one, how's your daughter? I don't know. She don't talk to me. Why would you do?
Right. Exactly. You
know, so I kept it all hidden. But one thing I've learned from yours is, you know, a different ways of saying she's good. She just doesn't prefer a life with us at the moment.
There you go.
You know, so we're giving her space.
Yeah.
Things that I've learned from your podcast. Yes, I would just tell everybody to stay focused with the proper help. Get into groups that are moms going through the same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing. And dads, I feel bad for dads. I did see the interview with your one dad.
Mm-hmm.
I did see that. And I wish there was more for dads.
Yeah.
Not that my husband would do it, you know, but the dads go through it too. But it seems like in a lot of the situations, the dad is still in the picture.
It seems like that. Yeah.
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 Cause I think moms are their safe place. They know mom is still going to love them and no matter what,
right.
You know, dad's more harder. You know, but so that's what I would say. And I would talk about it, know that it's not you. But I always say too, if you're seeking help, you know, as dramatically as I was, like, I know it's not me because I don't care.
You know, and even if you have some issues, if it comes to your attention that you have some issues, maybe you even did something, then
correct.
Work on yourself. That's all you can do is work on yourself.
Absolutely. And that's why I went to my daughter. asking her straight out, what am I doing?
Right.
Tell me what I'm doing so that I can stand here right now and I can start fixing that.
Right. Exactly.
Because that's what we want to do. Nobody's perfect.
No.
I wasn't a perfect mom. I'm still not a perfect mom. I never,
never
claimed to be.
No.
But I do know that I was loving, compassionate, kind. You know, we gave our kids a really good life. We gave our kids, my husband and I both gave our kids a life that we did not have.
Yeah.
We didn't want our kids to have our life. So we did totally opposite.
I think most of us try to do that.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But there, you know, there's a lot of social media influence.
Yeah.
You know, if your family members are toxic, just leave them. And it's like, first of all, read the definition of toxic.
Right.
Okay. Because it's not a person that says, oh, you should comb your hair.
Right.
That's not a toxic person. And you have also said, you know, unless you are being sexually abused, emotionally abused, physically abused, then there's no reason for estrangement.
Right, right.
There's no reason for it. But social media, it's out there. It's
definitely a part. So I do believe so. Well, I really appreciate you, Karen, for coming on today. I'm sure that others will find some comfort in some of the things and some guidance in some of the things that you've talked about. So I appreciate it.
I hope so. Self-help. Yeah. You've got to take care of you mentally.
Yep, for sure.
And that's not just getting your nails done and your hair done. It's doing stuff for your mental health. Walks every day, you know, just so much. Journaling, that stuff is so important. And that's something that I have learned too.
Yeah.
Self-help is so important and keeps you going. It keeps you focused and, you know.
Okay. Nope, I agree. Well, all right.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.